Tuesday, March 17th, 2020. Desolation Angel Radio. Kip Williams with you. Chronicling These Days of the Virus, Episode 3. Let's play a little music and I'm going to come back and talk to you. Tonight we're going to talk about mutual aid. How us normal people can all help one another. Angel from Montgomery. That's Lily Hyatt and Aaron Lee Tasjan. Highly appropriate for tonight. As I said, this will be on the air every night, and it'll be different people here every night. In a little while, you're going to hear a conversation I had with a friend of mine named Clinton earlier today. Clinton is on the ground floor. Clinton Parker. He's on the ground floor of the Buffalo Mutual Aid Network, and It's interesting what we're doing and how we're coming together to aid one another and help one another. I said it for the last two nights. Life will fundamentally be changed forever for all of us from this point forward. And that's not an exaggeration. In my hope in this chaos that we're experiencing right now is that as we come out of it, we find a better way to live than we have, because we got too disconnected from one another and from the true rhythm and pace of life. And I'm going to wax philosophical here for a moment, because I've been around a hot minute, you know, and I've watched and seen a lot of things. And I watched as people became more enraptured in social media, as entire segments of people decided that texting was better than talking. As people always had a next option available for everything. And this is forcing us to slow down. And it's forcing us to sit with ourselves first and foremost. It's forcing us to learn that loving one another means doing it from a distance. And we're having to learn how to support one another through distance and through actual communication and talking. I mean, there's a meme going around Facebook about, you know, guys don't know what to do without dating apps and without being able to go to the bar and look for a hookup or, you know, we actually have to communicate now, you know, bring on the Shakespeare and the Jane Austen, dude, write me a poem. And I like it. I'm a writer. I'm a spoken word performer. I believe in the power of language, because what we lost in going to digital communication exclusively was tone of voice and body language and emotional nuance. And we're going to have to learn to do that all over again. And we're going to have to learn how to support one another all over again, because they're projecting a 20% jobless rate coming out of this. For anybody who watches things that are the big indicators, like the stock market or the price of oil, they're tanked. We're looking at a worldwide depression and recession coming out of this, and we're going to have to learn to support one another instead of the somehow we got so disconnected from one another. And what I saw Clinton start to do right away, and have known him, is get in on the ground floor of the Buffalo Mutual Aid Network. It's a social action network, and start to provide resources for people about where food is. I read that list of schools last night that had food. But we'll talk about it during the interview, the Google Doc they put together with hundreds of links on it for emergency cash support, local, state, and federal links, medical links to actual facts about the coronavirus, a tremendous number of things. I'm sitting here saying, you know, well, there's this, there's that, there's the other. I'll read just a few of them before I get into the interview. And it's amazing, you know, what's here, because, and it's on, if you're friends with me on Facebook, Kip Williams on Facebook, there's a link to it there, but support or links to, the basics on COVID-19, how to get tested, testing resources, local healthcare resources, local press resources, scams, hoaxes, disinformation, incomplete information circulating, which is really important to be able to separate that out. Local government and nonprofit human services resources, food and nutrition services, parents and children, legal support, general resources, national mutual aid networks, pod mapping and neighborhood level organizing, local activism, online organizing resources, online organizing tools, local fundraisers and donation requests, national list of fundraisers, quarantine resources, small business support. It's all here in one document, and a bunch of volunteers put it together because they understand that we're stronger together than we are alone. They understand that we have to be one another's heroes, and we have to be one another's angels. And that's how we're going to get through. A couple points of information, because I was out today doing Nomad Project thing, doing some grocery runs for people. Most of the markets are out of meat and chicken. I did the interview last night with Julie Rockcastle of Green Heron Farm out in Sherman. They still have meat and chicken. I did hear that the Broadway Market had some things. The ridiculous hoarding of toilet paper, I cannot stomach or stand, but Home Depot and Lowe's still have some stock on that, as does Office Depot. For people who actually need toilet paper, don't forget your pets. There seems to be a run on that. And just a note, and this is a very gender-specific note, it's for men. I was talking about guys having to learn actually how to communicate again before they had any physical contact with anybody, because right now, I mean, the reality is physical contact with somebody could kill you, or it could give you COVID-19, which could then go to somebody else and kill them, or you could give it to somebody else. So yeah, it's going to be a while before anybody gets involved in that long embrace or long hug or long kiss. But the other thing that's gender specific is doing these grocery runs the way I do. I've been single a long time. I learned to cook a long time ago and learned how to shop. And the number of guys staring at their phone, running through Wegmans or Tops, trying to fill their basket, you're just looking at it going, what are you doing? And they've got this panicked look on their face. It's like, dudes, I want to have a guy class and say, turn in your man card, learn how to cook, you know, and don't panic shop, you know, buy the right things. It's just almost pathetic. And that's kind of it. I'll just leave it at that because we're talking about mutual aid networks tonight. Here. Now I say mutual aid networks and we build it in Buffalo. And you'll hear during the interview where I become part of it. But, please listen no matter where you live because this story is something anyone anywhere can do and you can start to build it wherever you live. So let's get into that interview with Clinton. And you can hear how we talked today and what we talked about. So I'm sitting here this morning with Clinton Parker.
And
howdy. Sipping coffee. And Clinton is in on the ground floor of something that I think is critical and important and vital. And I don't believe those words are hyperbole. I think they're very accurate. Why don't you tell people about what you're doing with the Buffalo Mutual Aid Network, Clinton? Give a little background.
Yeah, so basically, coming from my background in cooperatives, like housing co-op, food co-op, that kind of stuff, I had a little bit of a awareness of mutual aid as a mechanism that people have used at different times and different places to support each other during times of crisis. And then when this whole crisis was really starting to escalate, I had the feeling that now is the time to start trying to build those kinds of networks for Buffalo and other places around the country. And so me and a couple of acquaintances or friends started doing that. And now we've got a Facebook group that people can go to that has a bunch of documents and Google Forms with resources and ways of volunteering to support people and requesting for support during this time because of quarantining and shutting down of jobs and changes of income and stuff like that.
Thank you for doing that. That's first and foremost. Mm-hmm. And thanks for, and as much as I disagree with Governor Cuomo a lot, he said something the other day in a press conference that I thought was profound when he said, in a crisis, it reveals someone's soul. And yeah, and I actually thought that was pretty profound, and what you're doing speaks to who you are, you and the people you're involved with. Thank you so much for thinking about the community and the people, because you and I were talking just before we switched over to turn the mic on here. There's a new normal, and this is going to fundamentally change and alter who we are and how we live from here forward. It's not just about getting... It's about getting through this crisis, and then it's going to be about coming out of it, I think, and saying, who are we and how do we live? Because there's going to be a lot of people when this is over who are broke, who don't have anywhere to live, who don't have any food. And we've got to look at existing paradigms and existing systems and say, how do we change this so that we all can survive and do better?
Yeah.
Talking
about like the fact that things are going to change during the course of this period of time and kind of the choices that people are given when a crisis arrives. It reminds me of something that I've been pushing a lot on my own personal Facebook, which is the book Paradise Built in Hell, which is a history book about what actually happens during times of crisis. And a lot of times it's you end up seeing the kinds of things that people are seeing, a lot of stories coming out of Italy about, like, people singing to each other from the verandas and like some opera singer singing for his entire neighborhood and a lot of similar stories of like, you know, like when the power goes out, the narrative expectation is that people are going to start raiding each other and everything like that. Like a lot of what you see on the news, but when you are actually on the ground floor in those communities that are being affected by whatever crisis it is, it's a lot of, oh no, the power's out, so all of our food's going to go bad, so we should like have a cookout and invite all of our friends over. And so there's a lot of community and connection building in times of crisis that, like, definitely does not get prioritized when the story is told at, like, a national level. And I think that that's largely because it's a threat to the dominant paradigm. And I think that there's a similar threat to the dominant paradigm being made right now.
I think you're 100% accurate with that. I watched the video and heard it of the Italians singing to one another, and it made me cry. We've met, you and I, and you know I've lived around the country and know a lot of people. Tomorrow's Thursday, Wednesday. I'm losing track of days. Yeah, there's a friend of mine in Boston who wrote a status update last night that literally made me gasp and dropped me and stopped me right there. That was so beautiful. And I called him and said, whatever tomorrow is, that's your day. Because, you know, it's about getting that out there, building that sense of connection and of humanity that we all have. And I think if there's, at least to my mind, what I think might be right might not be right. What I think might be true might not be true. But at least to my mind, one of the things that might come out of this, if we retain the lesson, is understanding how disconnected we had all really become, despite digital connection. And this crisis is an opportunity to form community and form bonds and say, you know, how do we help one another? I had started to get a little bit of that sense of it. You know about the Nomad Project, what I do with that. You know, and people chipping in to help there. And now this is just on a grand scale. So many good souls and good hearts that I'm seeing you at the forefront of, you and your friends with the Buffalo Mutual Aid Society, providing that example of, this is how we take care of one another, folks. This is what we do. And that I'm just really proud to know you. I am, and what you're doing. What's the name of the group on Facebook, Clinton?
So there's a public page, I believe, that's just Buffalo Mutual Aid Network. And so that should be pretty easy to find. And then one of the really big projects going right now is kind of the peer-to-peer management of resource sharing. And so that's going to be people who are in need of financial support or somebody to actually go out and pick up, like, groceries and prescriptions. And then people who are still doing okay financially or have a car and a lot of your free time. And so there's a, I think, like, invite group for that you should be able to find. Or if you email buffalomutualaid@gmail, you can try that vector as well. So there's a couple of different ways to find out what's going on. And there's just a huge Google Doc with resources on, like, what to do to be prepared and, like, ways that you can entertain your kids and all that kind of stuff. We're hoping to also do more nuanced support networks as well. We've got some clergy who are volunteering to, like, be with people during trying times during this moment, and we're working on a childcare volunteer network. So those things will come together soon, hopefully, as well.
Okay. Well, here's my commitment to you on air, and my commitment to you as a person, and people know I keep my word. they do. I've been out pretty much solo as the Nomad Project doing some of those grocery runs and pharmacy runs. So include me as that, because I've got the vehicle and I've got the experience doing it and knowing how to do it. Here's the other commitment is, I've changed this radio show. It's on once a day. And let it be part of the Buffalo Mutual Aid Network. I mean, it's got tremendous resources with social media, with people knowing one another. But if there's something you need to get out there right away, it takes me about 10 minutes to do an interview and another 20 minutes to process it and get it out. And it's on the air. And if there's something that the Buffalo Mutual Aid Network needs, then let's get it on the air and get it out there. And the other thing is the other members that you're involved with, I'll get them on here every few days and say, let's talk about what you need, what you're finding, and get those resources out to people. Because, I mean, it was a really cool thing for 8 years to play music and talk about it. But everything has fundamentally changed for everybody. And as long as I have these resources, then it's my obligation as a human being to share them and to say, what can I do to be of help? Yeah.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for that. I will, I'll make sure that you have access to the volunteer list and everything, and then we'll talk about getting other mutual aid kits on the show.
Right, yeah, and like I said, the Nomad Project is available to you. We, you know, I've got that truck and can make those runs for people. It's just that simple. So, you know, we'll do that.
Yeah.
It sounds good to me, man. And it's interesting because on you know, stepping back a little bit and trying to be third party about this conversation here, I think what we talked about in the very, you know, about 10 minutes ago about changing the paradigm, this is how it changes. This is how things change. This is how those things start to get built, you know, and we come out of it on the other side. And I did a really cheesy, I did a really cheesy quote from Stephen King's The Stand, because this is not Captain Trips, you know, but I did it, but it was a great quote out of the book. I did it on the show yesterday, I think, which was, it doesn't matter where you make your stand. It matters that you stand, you know, and I think that that's what's beginning to happen. The group, now the big Google resource doc is shareable, the one on the public page.
Yeah, you can totally share it. There's like one master post that, my friend Bridge put together that like goes through and just lists off like, here's the Google Doc, link, here's the form for volunteering, here's the form for, requesting help, and like just like all of the things. There's like that post, and you should be able to share that infinitely as much as you like. That's kind of what I've been trying to do is posting it and then encouraging others to share it around.
Okay, and I'll share that one this morning. I went on the Mutual Aid Network page this morning, and Avi had reshared the one on online resources for AA meetings. And I reshared that one because meetings are so important to people with addiction issues, and this kind of crisis can trigger that really easy with people. But I'll share the big one this morning. And then this show itself, we're talking in the morning about 5 o'clock this afternoon. I'll put it up. It'll be shareable, and we'll start to get those resources out and those words out. And like I say, from here forward, you know, whatever the Buffalo Mutual Aid Network needs, then let me commit the resources of the Nomad Project and Desolation Angel Radio to that. Whatever you need.
Yeah. I would say, anybody who's listening to this, if you need help, feel very encouraged to reach out over that Google form or whatever means you need. And if you are financially stable enough, if you can throw some money at the GoFundMe so that we can cover somebody else's grocery expenses, that would be really, really helpful.
Great. Hey, have a good day, Clinton. All right.
Yep.
And we'll talk again, I'm sure, within the next few days and get people hopefully like Bridge on. And like I say, I think, if I can get a hold of Avi today, he's going to be on this show too. So,
cool. Yeah.
So we'll get that out there. All right, buddy.
All right. Yep. Take care, Kip.
Yeah. You too, Clinton. All right.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
So there's that conversation with Clinton Parker of the Buffalo Mutual Aid Network. And it's grown even more over the course of the day. We did that interview this morning. It's amazing what people can do. You've heard me say it. You've heard me say it if you've listened over the years, if you know me as a person, know me as a friend, if you've even just heard this the last couple of nights. We're our own heroes. We're our own leaders. We're our own angels. And if you give people a chance to be good, they will. And if you give people a chance to help, they will. If you give people a chance to connect and be community, they'll do it, and we can build something. Because this crisis gives us an opportunity to live by some of the things that I hear some people say they live by. You know, that nobody goes down alone. That I mean, we're all social distancing, but we can reach out to one another. We can provide resources to one another. If we're not feeling symptoms, it's about social distancing and saying, can I take care of the elderly person in my neighborhood? Can I take care of the person who's got cancer? Can I take care of the person who's immunocompromised or just plain scared and do a grocery run or do a pharmacy run? It's about helping one another. It's about realizing as we come out of this that we had become such a service-based economy that a lot of our friends, a lot of the people we know are going to be out of work and are going to be broke. And I know a lot of you can't just ignore that we're going to have to make sure that people have a safe place to sleep and food on the table and you know, a roof over their head and figure out how to do that. And maybe coming out of this, that's what we can figure out. It's been a very long day. On a personal note, I found out last night and this morning that my oldest son, Cody Williams, who is an ICURN and works in Ann Arbor in the U of M hospital system, volunteered for the coronavirus ICU unit they set up. And I couldn't be more proud and I couldn't be more terrified at the same time. I know how he's wired. It kind of runs in the family to put yourself in that position. It's not just him, and I've done it over and over again in my life. His brother does it. It's what we do. But keep him in your thoughts and your prayers. He's a good kid, and he's putting himself on the line, and he volunteered to do it because this is our time. This is our time. And I've joked, you know, and I was talking with Clinton in the interview. This is not Captain Trips, and this is not The Stand, but Stephen King has always written some pretty accurate things. It's only taken about 96 hours, folks, to find out who would be on Mother Abigail's team and who would march straight up with the Walking Man. And I always want to be on Mother Abigail's. I said it last night. I'll say it again tonight. As long as I'm upright and breathing, as long as I'm not intubated, as long as I'm not on a ventilator, as long as I don't have it and don't succumb to it, this station will be here for you. And no matter who you are, if you are hearing this, you count. You damn well count. And if you just need to come on and talk about how scared you are and how frightened you are so you don't feel so alone and people can hear that, you're welcome to. And I'm going ahead and saying, please do that. Because this is how we connect. This is how we become better than we are. We're at our best, each of us, when we're connected and we're helping other human beings. And we're trying to get things up to a place where they can be, that people can be their best. And we're at our best when we help somebody do that and grab someone's hand. And we can't physically do that right now, any of us. But we can do it mentally. We can do it emotionally. We can do it with our souls and our spirits. I mean, you heard Clinton. Here's a whole group of people that just decided, let's put together a mutual aid network to make sure other people don't drown. That's what human beings can do when you give them the chance. I want to close out tonight with a song. I open with a song, I close with a song. And here's my commitment. This show will be here. And it's here for you. And let it be something that you can hold on to and grab onto. And know that it's going to be there with information, resources, maybe a comforting voice. I've got writers and authors that have all wanted to come on and do some work here. Maybe do some poetry. Because our artists are important. They'll document what's happening in a way that we can't with just words. But I think the lesson coming out of all of this is that we communicate. And now we only have words to talk to one another with and to build those networks with. We're all angels. Every one of us, I mean, I'm a fallen angel from the word go. We've all got broken halos and clipped wings. We're all terribly human and flawed. But together, we can do really amazing things if we believe in one another, support one another, and move forward.
Say my share of broken halos, broken wings that used to fly. They've all gone wherever they go, broken halos that used to shine. Angels
Don't go asking Jesus why. We're not meant to know the answers. They belong to the by and by.